This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here we are, Valentine's Day. You've got, what, a couple hours left probably to pick up something on the way home. And therein actually lies the rub, because a lot of people, most, I'd venture, shop for the objects of their affections on Valentine's Day. So this is a big day. This is a big day for retail. It can be a tough one for your wallet, too, you being short on time and all. But if you can shop around, you can limit the damage, because some Valentine's classics are cheaper this year. Some, but not all, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
It's Valentine's Day, and obviously we have to start with roses. Jan Ohms has owned Roses and Blooms in Midtown Manhattan for more than 20 years. He takes me to the cooler to see some roses that have just arrived from Ecuador.
They're still in the boxes, but they just came in. We're looking at about 12,000 roses here.
All told, Ohms expects to sell around 25,000 roses this Valentine's Day. He says there is a Valentine's Day markup, because to get all those roses, shops like his have to contract out entire farms in Central and South America. And the growers charge a premium for the risk of dedicating their entire farms to roses that must be ready just in time for the critical week. In the end, a dozen roses from Roses and Blooms will set you back between $28 and $70.
Overall, the price has been going down a little bit. The bad economy has been hurting the flower business pretty hard.
Meanwhile, pricing competition has gotten fiercer, says Hester Jun, a research analyst with Ibis World.
Flower prices overall have been declining over the past decade, and that's really with the emergence of online retailers. Price-based competition is more severe.
And flowers aren't the only Valentine's Day essential that's gotten cheaper.
Champagne sales globally have declined since 2007.
Ross Colbert is a global beverage strategist at Rabobank. He says demand for champagne has suffered as cheaper bubbly wines like Prosecco and Spumante have gained popularity.
Pricing today on champagne is probably as low as it's going to go. There's a lot of good value out there.
And you'll need those champagne savings to afford the chocolates this year. New York-based chocolatier Jacques Torres says prices have plumped up a lot lately. That's mostly because of a price increase for chocolate's main raw material.
The price of cocoa rise significantly.
Up more than 25% from last year. That's partly because of skyrocketing demand from new markets like China and India, and partly because of fancier tastes at home.
Dark chocolate sell more and more, and higher percentage. We used to sell a lot more milk, and now we switch. We sell over 60% of dark chocolates.
Dark chocolate uses more cocoa. Cocoa is more expensive, so those fancy chocolates cost a lot more. Now, if only diamonds will do for your Valentine, you'd better be prepared to pay, says Ibis World's Hester Jun.
10% of proposals take place on Valentine's Day, which is interesting.
Jun says more people are getting married this year. That's partly because of gay marriage and partly because of an improving economy.
So we're going to see a growth in demand for jewelry this year and also higher prices.
All told, the National Retail Federation expects the average person will spend $133 this Valentine's Day. That's up from $130 last year. And unjustly enough, singles will spend more, about $30 more than their married counterparts. And there's also a gender divide in Valentine's spending, according to chocolatier Jacques Torres.
Women usually are organized. They will go on the website, look at the flavor of the chocolate, and they will come with a couple days before and shop. Men come the last 2 hours of the day. They rush because they double park. They have a price in mind. They don't really know what they buy. I want $20. I want $50 worth of chocolate. When they pass $100, I know they're in trouble.
That's the thing. You can opt not to spend any money at all on Valentine's Day. But that could end up costing you a lot more. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.